understanding WAAS GPS approaches at a level high enough to make them really useful. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The way GPS works is nearly miraculous, but to make it precise enough to replace ground-based instrument landing aids required what is now known as WAAS, Wide Area Augmentation System. A network of ground stations around the U.S. transmits a correction signal that allows properly equipped aircraft GPS nav systems to correct for errors caused by atmospheric conditions and drifting satellite orbits, and produce precision approach guidance which is accurate to 3 meters or better, with 95% reliability. But suddenly, there are over 5,000 new GPS approaches, and equipment so capable it may require some outside help to get your money's worth from it. That's where Matthew McDaniel comes in. He's the owner of Progressive Aviation Services and has developed a one-day seminar for current WAAS pilots and pilots considering upgrading to fill in all those holes in their knowledge of the technology. Matthew has provided Aero TV with weekly avionics tips lately, and today we're bringing you his explanation of how powerful WAAS can be and what's needed to take advantage. The first question is, what can WAAS do for me?
First and foremost, people that have not flown it yet tend to have a great deal of misconception about what it is and what's available. Everyone seems to understand that it gives you glide slopes for non-precision approaches and kind of leave it at that, without any real understanding about obstruction clearances and the wide variety of glide slopes that it presents you under different scenarios, and how you're going to utilize those, when you would expect to see those, when you would not expect to see those, and why. And the people that have flown the WAAS already tend to have a pretty basic understanding of those sorts of things, but come at me with more of the, it's amazing technology and I'm having a lot of fun and it really works great when I understand it. But I got it, I got 3 hours of training in the airplane on the day that I got it, where we did 5 or 6 approaches and the instructor waved goodbye, and now I'm on my own to learn, you know, what are quite literally thousands of variations. First of all, the most appropriate training is just a very quickie, sort of a ground school, just a one-on-one with the instructor of talking about what it is that's been installed in the airplane, what's different, and what we expect to see when we go out and fly, okay, with maybe a mild introduction to some approach plates, and then go out and fly some approaches, show it to the two of them in the airplane so that they get that visual connection in their brain, then bring them back and do a seminar like mine where you spend a whole day talking about all of the variations and the nuances, but you do it with that foundation. You know, you can come and take a seminar like this with no foundation at all as a non-instrument rated pilot, and I've even had a few non-instrument rated pilots show up who are working on their instrument rating and tell me that, well, it was a great IFR review for a lot of the other stuff that's incorporated into it. But far and away, the people that I get the most positive comments are the ones that have just a little bit of WAAS experience or have a fair amount of it, but with no real training in it. And then they come in and say, wow, you know, I've seen all of these things happen in the airplane, and I never understood why they happened. And now, all of a sudden, I have all this understanding of why all these things happen, and it makes me want to go out and do 5 or 6 more approaches so that I can really, you know, make all of it solidify at the end and say, wow, you know, it really works.
In a moment, Matthew McDaniel explains what he shows you in his seminars. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. Today, Matthew McDaniel of Progressive Aviation Services is giving us some insight into the seminars he provides new users of WAAS GPS. He starts with a system overview so you'll know what all those boxes are and what they do.
Overview boils down to introducing all of the various WAAS components, whether it be what's in your airplane or what's outside your airplane, understanding how those components function with one another and what the output of those components is. There's no single output. There are a wide variety of outputs for a wide variety of approach situations. And then taking that information, incorporating it to what has changed from what your GPSs you were flying before, or no GPSs at all for that matter, what's legal now that didn't used to be legal, what's the accuracies that you have now as opposed to the accuracies that you had before, and how do we take all of that information and input it into approach plates? When I look at an approach plate and it has all of these numbers and sets of minimums on it that I'm not familiar with because they're all related to WAAS, how can I interpret all of those and incorporate all the legalities and nuances and enunciations and all of that that comes into play? Then spending a great deal of time with a wide variety of approach plates and then incorporating in the midst of all of that normal advanced IFR procedures. Procedures that all of us have hopefully at least touched on in various ground schools that we've taken, and procedures that I like to think that people like myself have taken to the next level because we're professional pilots that have flown in, you know, 121 and 135 operations, which doesn't make me any better than any Part 91 pilot, but what it does give me is information that I can use to filter down from very proven training programs and very proven pilot reputations, I guess you would say, in a part of aviation that's much less susceptible to, let's face it, crash and death than Part 91 has been over the years. Putting all that together to hopefully make much safer, much more educated pilots that not only have the desire and the capability to put WAAS in their airplane, but how to use it and really get the most out of it. And all of a sudden you realize, wow, I haven't even scratched the surface of what's available here in terms of information and nuances and rules associated with this stuff. So the biggest thing that surprises me is, and the thing that people say to me most commonly at the end of the seminar is, I did not know what I did not know. I have no idea how much there was to this.
Matthew McDaniel's seminar is titled Wide Area Augmentation System, WAAS All the Fuss About. His Progressive Aviation Services website can be found at www.progaviation.com. It lists upcoming seminars in Arizona, Central Florida, and Pennsylvania. Check back over the next few weeks as details are announced. And look for the video that goes with the audio you heard today in the September archives of aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.